I know plenty of South Australians who don't mind a bit of mechanical gear. They tinker in the shed, they work on their cars, they just love watching machines at work. If you love that, then you are going to love this three-day event at Sturt Reserve in Murray Bridge. From the 22nd to the 24th of March, the National Historical Machinery Association is bringing back to life, or bringing back to your eyes, some great machines from days gone by. And Jamie Marshall's one of the organisers, joins us here at 2SA Radio to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning. How are we going?
Great. Congratulations on the event. It's South Australia's turn. It's the National Historical Machinery Association goes around the country, and Murray Bridge is the host venue this year.
That's it, yeah. Again, we've spent 2 years organising and planning and whatnot else, because it is South Australia's shot to run this. So, yeah, we pulled a committee together and made sure that we could do it. And in a couple of weekends' time, it's all happening.
Sturt Reserve, a wonderful venue for it. Plenty of space, and you're going to need it because there is so much to see.
There certainly is. And the key benefit of Sturt Reserve is it allows us to run paddle steamers and riverboats as well, which is something that you can't have anywhere else in Australia because they just haven't got the river sitting right next to it.
Right.
So, as well as your tractors and your trucks and your cars and your old stationary engines and machinery and such, we've got paddle steamers and riverboats included.
Yeah, for people to come and have a look at, of course, that is a wonderful, right on the Murray River in Murray Bridge. Now, for those who are coming from interstate to see it, you might have some idea of what's there. But for those who are just hearing this for the first time, let's run through just some of the stuff that you're going to be able to clap your eyes on during the 22nd to the 24th of March.
All right. Well, as mentioned, we've got four paddle steamers that are going to be belting around and taking tours up and down the river. We've got 650 stationary engines ranging from as big as a shoebox to as big as a Land Cruiser that are going to be there on site running, and all the pumps and grinders and any other machinery that they would have ran in their heyday. We've got 200-odd tractors, vintage tractors, that will be coming along, including five different tractor treks that are all converging on Murray Bridge for the weekend.
Wonderful.
We've got classic vehicles and vintage vehicles and trucks and all that sort of stuff as well. So
we talk veteran and vintage and all that sort of stuff, and we think, you know, it's yesteryear or whatever. But these engines go way back to when engines were kind of a novelty.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, yeah. These go right back to when they were just being invented as such,
yeah,
and all the different means and ways that they made them run and what they had to do to get them to work efficiently. The oldest one we've got registered to come across so far is 1882.
Wow, that's amazing.
So,
well, that's definitely worth the price of admission. Of course, with all of that on display, you need a large area, but you also need the large area for all the people who are going to be coming. This is a massive event for the town.
It is going to be huge, yeah. Mm. Yeah. I know Murray Bridge has hosted some pretty big events in its time, but this is certainly going to top most, yeah, of them, I would think, for sure.
So if you are planning on coming to Murray Bridge for the National Historical Machinery Association, you won't be alone. There will be plenty of things to do around the town and around the surrounding areas, but you can focus on the National Historical Machinery Association rally. It is as Jamie mentioned, tractor treks are coming. There are people from all over the country coming to show off their wares, and you're going to be in for a treat. Not just petrol engines?
No. Not just petrol, but diesel and kerosene and oil and steam and even a couple of hot air engines, just for something different.
Right. Well, if you don't know how they work, you will when you go and see them in the flesh. For those who are going to make the trip down, they can turn up to Sturt Reserve. Is there entry? What are the...
Yeah, it's $15 entry for the full day or a $30 weekend pass. So if you roll up on the Friday and you want to roll in the next 2 days, $30 to get you in for all 3 days. There's going to be plenty of parking on site. We've stolen one of the ovals and then one of the wharf areas for general public parking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all fine and dandy. We've got disabled parking. We'll have mobility scooters for anyone that has issues getting around, that would like to get around. Yeah, it should be great.
Should be right for transport at one of these events.
Most definitely, yeah.
Jamie, thanks for joining us to talk about it. Sturt Reserve, Murray Bridge, 22nd to the 24th of March. These old engines, they will look $1 million, and you'll want to see them too. The National Historical Machinery Association, thanks for your time on 2SA.
Magic. Thank you very much.